have been looking forward to this for quite some time. I gave Amy the letter. I don't know what the date of the letter is. Actually, Jane Amundson could say she sent the. Jane, when did you send me this letter?
Sometime in October.
I know. I read this letter, and it was called The Investment Queens. And it began about 1997, and it was a group of ladies from up in that trail, Northern Cass kind of country, and they said, you know what, we want to get together, and we want to start looking into building investment portfolio. Basically, we want to have fun with investments. Is that, and Sue Amundsen, okay, say your last name.
Amdahlin.
Amdahlin, there you go. I keep thinking of Lloyd Amdahlin, and I'm about to goof it up and call you Amdahlin. Amdahlin is with us as well. Now, Sue, you're from Mayville?
Yep, I live in Mayville.
And Jane, you're from?
Sharon.
There you go. And what did you bring? Tell people so they make people know about this.
Donuts and Fuddymun.
The Fuddymun we had to be educated on. I mean, I'm feeling foolish because I know almost every ethnic, but the Fuddymun I didn't know about. But Amy, you've been all over that.
Yeah, that was really good.
But
notice
the donuts are hanging close to me.
What is Fuddymun?
It's just, obviously, it's
right?
Deep fried dough, yeah. And sugared up for you.
Yeah.
But it's not thick.
It's not disappointing.
Yeah, exactly. It's, Soho is about as good as what you can get.
Yeah,
it is.
And you notice everybody out there looking now? The newsroom will be in here and everybody else. All right, let's get to work. The Investment Queens, Jane, what happened here? How did this all start?
There was a women's club. There were actually three of them in Mayville. That started, and there wasn't room for any more. And so one of the ladies from that area decided to start her own and got a bunch of women together. And my friend Cheryl Nerdahl from Sharon was actually working in Mayville at the time. And so that's how I got involved and just kind of went from there. We watched some clubs, and then we decided we wanted to do it. You know, it was a really it was a big fad back then. The market was good.
Everybody was having fun in the stock market.
Yes.
And plus, you know, Sue, is probably a way to get together and have some fun.
It was. And, you know, we actually started, there was a book called The Beardstown Ladies. And when that book came out, it was about a group of women who invested and became very rich. And so we all
rich
thought,
enough to buy donuts.
This looks like a great idea. We went to Minneapolis, went to some training, sat in on several things and thought, we can do this. And then knew that there were other clubs in Mayville doing it. So we decided to start our own.
How'd you structure the group? Jane, did you set up bylaws? You do all of these type of things?
We did bylaws, and we decided we were going to rotate officers. And
so nobody got stuck with the big job all the time.
Yeah, exactly, except it didn't quite last that long. We kind of just evolved into leadership role type things.
It never does, guys.
You know, and so we haven't changed officers in years.
It's the way it always works. It really does.
Yep.
Sue, how much money you put in a month something like this?
We do $25 a month, but $20 gets invested, $5 is put aside for us to get together and have a party in the summer and a party at Christmas.
That goes to the wine and the cheese.
And food,
exactly.
Or we've gone to plays, we travel and we rent buses and go on trips, and we've done a lot of things as a group and we've become very good friends. And so we feel like our $5 we invest in our good time has been probably what's kept our group together.
Yeah. Well, think about it. I bet you they look. How many people don't make the Christmas party?
Not very many.
Exactly. I mean, something really has to be going on for them not to make it.
Yeah.
So how many people are in the Investment Queens?
14 right now.
Okay. So you started with how much money? How much in your portfolio? Nothing.
Nothing.
Except
nothing.
The first $20 everybody
first
threw $20. In every, a month.
Exactly.
Yep. 25, five for the party, $20 a month, right?
Yep.
And so now your portfolio is worth how much?
$122,000.
Bingo. Something worked, right?
I think our first investment, we had gathered enough for a $500 buy into Harley Davidson.
We had to save for a few months so we could make our first purchase.
So who pushed for Harley to be the first?
Actually, we really studied Harley for a long time, and we would vote, and it was a decision that we voted on and finally decided, okay, we're going to make our first jump.
Purchase.
And we went in and bought Harley. You know, back then, we were all learning computers. I mean, we started with 97.
Yeah.
We were all just really trying to figure out how to research companies. It was a lot different You know, we spent a lot of time in the libraries, and we would try to go to different places to learn about companies. But it's a lot easier now to do that research than it was.
We actually graphed
through the internet and everything else, right?
We actually graphed everything and their bottom line and their dividend ratio and
management
and their management makeup and
their history of
history. The first rule we had is that company had to have at least a 10-year history. For us to graph and stuff. So
what about Harley? Let's just use Harley as the example, because you could use a whole bunch of them. Mm-hmm. But what about Harley caught your attention? Do you remember?
We must have been wannabe bikers.
Yeah.
Well, wear your helmet or people are going to call in and yell at you on the radio. but it turned a profit for you,
yes,
right?
Yep. Yeah, we've done great because it splits, and we continue then. Whenever we have companies that are doing well for us, we reinvest. And whenever we get together, we decide which company we want to put more money into. And so whenever we gather, we vote on where we're going to put more money. And so we've reinvested in Harley many times over the years.
So what happens if, say Amy is a new member of your club. You're down a member and you take on Amy, and you've got this portfolio that already is at A, B, C, and D. And then Amy finds out that Christian's been stationed in Williston. So now she's got to get out of the club.
Right.
How do you prorate how much is hers?
We have records, and the computer program does it for
us.
And we do have bylaws and rules about how to get out and stuff, because we originally started with 20, and we have had some that did leave.
Yep. Sure. And so we would buy them out.
And we've had some come join us, too, later.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And are you limiting your membership to a certain number? Is that where you're at?
No.
But if somebody in the neighborhood came by and said, you know, I want to be in on this, are you taking members on?
Yeah.
I mean, we would.
But you're sexist.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You.
We're queens.
We're in the investment queens.
So it's all ladies.
Yeah.
So do you go from home to home to meet to do this, or how do you do it? Do you have a place you go?
We were very fortunate for many years. Gate City in Mayville let us use their little gathering room.
Okay.
And so we used there. But our parties.
I held a lot of real water meetings in the back of the Rutland Bank. I'll tell you that.
We've had our parties at everybody's homes. That we've been at almost everybody's homes, I think. We just rotate. And
That just sounds like fun. Okay, now I want to talk about investments themselves in today's world, because now there are so many, like you said, you guys all can instantly pull up, and this is a world you've lived in and understand better than what I do. You know, I pay somebody to do some of this stuff for me, you know, and so you can pull it up and walk into a meeting. How many opinions do you have? I mean, you must have a lot of different opinions come up at a meeting now on what you should buy and not.
Yes, especially lately we've kind of tended to do some local ones. Like, we invested in the pipeline that came across the state and
Keystone.
Yep.
Okay.
And
so you put some money into that. Did that pan out?
Yeah, it's been good.
Okay. So what was the worst? Come on, you must have had one that you look at and say, well, 2008, a lot of it was the worst.
Yeah, a lot of it. Well, and actually, the only thing, we've really never sold any of our stocks, with the exception of when we have, sometimes a company will give you as a dividend stocks of something else. And so we've sold those or traded those in too. But other than that, we've pretty much kept everything we've bought. And even if it hasn't done well, but we've really agreed we're in for the long haul. If we buy something, we're just going to stick with it.
Going to ride it out?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So then let me put it a different way. What has really disappointed then?
Oh.
Zybernet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Zybernet? Okay, what is Zybernet?
I don't even remember.
If you're a member of the investment queens and you were the one that said, let's buy Zybernet, you're getting bashed right now.
Okay. It went. We didn't pay a lot for it, but it did tank, and then it went off the grid, and it isn't even available anymore.
Was anybody jumping up and down to buy Facebook when it first went public?
Yeah, we talked about it, but we never did.
Aren't you glad you didn't?
Yeah,
because when it went public, it went like boom, and then instantly it split down to nothing. It went down to nothing.
The only one we've bought like that has been Baidu, which is the Chinese Google. And we bought that a few years ago.
Many years.
And it's gone. I mean, it's gone up to like $800 a share.
Oh, really?
And when we were
What did you buy it
split
at?
Split 10 for one.
Yeah, split 10 for one.
Well, no wonder your portfolio is over 100K. You realize that everybody who wants to build a new gym in Mayville right now is knows what your portfolio is worth. You know that? All right. If you want to... Let's take some phone calls. Let's see if people want to call in and have some investment advice or want to get a tip or two. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Everybody, and no, Shauna, you cannot have one of my Soho donuts as I go to the Weather Center.
I don't eat greasy food anymore.
It
anyway.
Isn't greasy.
They're fried in oil.
Well, that's just what they fry them in.
That's not good for you.
Well, it sure tasted good for me. What's going on in the weather?
Well, the cold continues.
Welcome back to News and Views. Amy, if we could just can everything we're talking about on the break, I should just walk
know,
out of here.
I know, it's so fun, and they're
These
getting me like
ladies
excited that
capitalized
I should find
on dead seagulls. You realize that? These investment queens and capitalized on dead seagulls. So you sat and looked at what happened with BP. Their stock tanked, and then you sat there like a vulture on a perch, and you swept in Jane Amundsen and
hey,
Sue Amdahl.
That's like hearing a good store in the mall is going out of business. You're going to go get the deals.
You strike.
Exactly.
How much did BP make, you guys?
Well, I think when we bought it, it was like 19.
Okay, and then
and
where's the stock
now
at today?
It's at 47.
Are you over your guilt?
Yeah.
Are you?
Kind of.
Do you look at what drives your economy locally or globally?
Both.
Both.
And sometimes we've even, when we've traveled or we've done things, we'll come back and say, hey, I saw this while I was gone, and maybe this is something we should study. And, you know, it would be from different brands or different places we've seen or different things. And so we've just always kind of kept our eyes open to what's out there. And like Jane mentioned a little bit ago, is we have tried to diversify. So when we've been doing that, we think, well, gee, we don't have anything that's in the oil, so let's look at that. Or maybe we need something that's in commodities. We don't have anything like that. So we've really tried to do that as much as possible.
But you're not just looking, you know, you think about the big companies in our backyard. You think about the Titans. You think about the Bobcats. You think about, you mentioned you did put some money into Polaris, right?
Yep.
You think about Microsoft. You toured Microsoft. You know, but if you limited it to just our own little local economy here, that wouldn't be any fun either.
No. We need to look at it as a world. I mean, right now it's all over.
We got into Otter Tail back when Schultz was part of that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well,
that was a long time ago.
Otter Tail used to own this place.
I know.
Yeah. And Ed was the one sitting behind the microphone at that time.
Yep.
Let's get some phone lines going. 1-800-880-5346 or 237-5948 locally. Jessica, you're on with the Investment Queens. Go ahead, Jessica.
Hi, ladies. I have my husband and I just recently got married, and we're both older, so we didn't ask for gifts. We just kind of asked for monetary gifts. So we have a little less than $5,000, and we'd like to invest it, but have absolutely no idea what would be the best route.
See? Now you're consultants, ladies.
Oh, no.
I knew that was going to happen. Good for her. So give her some advice here.
Research.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick your stock that you're thinking about. When we were looking at this stuff, we looked into their management. We looked into their 10-year history. We looked into.
But help her with red flags. So you're researching, and you've got this idea that stock A is something, man, I really want to check into. What would it tell you through your research that tells you, no, I was wrong about this?
Without my graphs, it would be really hard. It would be a percentage that didn't hit the make.
Okay. We might look at maybe how often they've split.
Yep.
We maybe would look at just the prices over time, what it has been.
Okay.
And then, like you said, reading the newspaper, if there's something about that company that you're hearing that maybe this is a good time to get involved.
They have a 10-year history usually, and then there's a graph. Each company has their own graph.
But you don't need to hire a broker to do all this for you, your message.
No.
So, Jessica, you can do your own research, I guess, is what they're saying.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, that sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Good luck to you. She already took the biggest risk in her life. She got married.
Yeah.
That was a big investment risk. What? Amy, see, you agree with that.
I agree. Yeah.
237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. How do you deal with the emotions of success?
Well,
we laugh.
Yeah.
You look at the 100K and you say, yeah, it's successful, but you don't get so wound up about it that now it becomes so important that it can wreck what is meant to be a fun social.
We've actually become such good friends that when we get together, we just have been celebrating the fun we've had as a group, and then that we're making money too. So I think we've just become good friends in this process.
Every summer we usually rent a pontoon and we go around Golden Lake, and I usually have a map of whose place is what, and we look at everybody's place from the lakeside, and one time we thought we should take our money and buy a cabin for all of us and just share it, and then that quickly went by the wayside.
Common sense kicked in and everybody said no, that's
maybe not a good idea.
14 members, no.
Let's get to Sue, and I hope it isn't my Sue. Sue, go ahead, you're on News and Views.
Morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
I was just wondering, how often do you meet? Do you meet once a month? Or
When we started out, we met once a month. And when we were, building our portfolio, and then as time went by and we got busier and it was harder to keep that up, we went to every other month.
Yep.
And now we are like every third or fourth month.
Right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But we still send in our investment money, but we just... we don't invest every month because we try to build it to a dollar amount that we have a $500 or $1,000 investment. So we have our money in a money market until we're ready for it to be transferred into investments. So we don't invest each month. Now when we first started, we did get together monthly and studied a lot.
How often do you check the New York and Chicago exchanges?
Never.
No.
Never? It's not part of what you do. You're not reactionary that way.
We aren't.
So none of the members call in and say, hey, this thing's tanking. We got to unload right away.
We even went through the 2008 fall.
Yeah.
Well, stick around because I want to hear about the 2008 fall. All we've done is paint this as rosy. And even though you weren't investing money that you're worried about retiring on, 2008 was a tough year for things like you guys. So all of us, stick around. More coming your way on News and Views. Sue Amdahlin is with us, as is Jane Amundson. They are with the Investment Queens. I knew we were going to do this today, and there's been a lot of talk lately in the media about sexism and how genders speak to each other, and so I'm being very good about everything I say today so far. Am I not? Did I pass the test?
Yes.
Jane and Sue, okay, good. Do you ever take, what they have is they have an investment club. You pay $25 in a month, $5 is used for the social aspect of it, $20 goes into the investment portfolio. I forget the number, but Jane, you said you have how many members?
14 right now.
14 members right now. And you've grown that portfolio through the years into being worth over 100K.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, that says a lot.
We were impressed.
I mean, that's the hook for me. When I read your letter, I looked at Amy and said, I want to talk to these ladies. So 2008, what was the first board meeting of the 2008 crash like?
It was scary. Everything
just like
was
it was
down.
For all Americans.
Yes,
down, and we didn't know when it was going to end. And we saw our portfolio go from 42,000, it tanked all the way down to 24. Which was a lot. That's a big hit.
Nobody's talking about the summer party at the meeting.
No.
we just kept investing.
We just kept on going. Really felt like we're not going to make any changes. We're not going to do anything at this point. We just.
Were there years other than 2008 that you had a deficit?
No.
Nope.
So that was the only loss year for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are the indicators on the general? You said that you don't get up every day and read the New York Stock Exchange, the Chicago markets. I mean, what you do is you look at it long term.
Right.
But what do you look at to just know that, hey, things are going okay in the country? What's your biggest indicator? Do you use the Dow? I mean, what do you use?
I have reports that we have to do every month.
Yep.
There's a lot of homework to this.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do a report every month and I look at that and that tells us, that's probably the only checking up we actually do on it.
Yeah.
And then when we get together, I report on that. There's a, we
We just report on what the current price per share is, what we bought it at, and then what our earnings are per share. And so we keep track, and then each month whenever we get together, if there's something that's doing really well, that's when we make our decisions on how we keep reinvesting.
Okay, so you've reached a point now where, for lack of a better term, you're a target. I mean, you got 100K. I mean, when you have 100K, people want you. They like you a lot better than when you had 1,000.
Yes.
Is that fair to say?
That's fair.
That's fair to say.
Do you have people knocking on the door saying, we can help you with this, we can take over, and by the way, we wouldn't mind a percentage?
That was one of the indicators that started our letters in the first place, was that we had gotten, I'd gotten some phone calls from the investment firm that we use online. And I just didn't make sense, but they kept calling and saying, you know, can we help you? Can we set up any meetings? Can we give you any references? Can we, you know, help you in any way? And we'd been investing with them forever. And
here comes the love.
And so I said to the group that it must be because we hit the 100,000 mark. That must put us in a different category.
Okay. How do you deal with the tax part of all this?
We actually have a local firm in Findlay,
yep.
Norgord Farm Services.
Okay.
And he does our taxes and keeps us in line.
Yep.
The way she said keeps us in line took me to a whole different place.
Well, it fills out the forms for us.
Yeah.
Sue, do you ever invest in stocks you've really brought the science to it. I get that.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever invest in stocks just for the fun of it?
Absolutely.
Do you?
Absolutely.
Give me an example.
I don't know. Maybe...
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney, we did. I remember when we bought Southwest Airlines. Yeah. Somebody had been traveling. We came back and we got talking about Southwest and some of the things they were doing. And we thought, hey, let's just, you know, jump in and buy it.
They showed you through their service that they were a fun airline to work with.
Yep.
I've traveled Southwest, and if all airlines could be like Southwest, at least what they were before.
Right.
I don't hear as many good things now as what I used to. But it's a cutthroat deal now. But, you know, in the old days, Southwest really had a customer attitude.
They did. And so we kind of thought, hey, let's get involved in that because we really liked the way we were treated. We liked Southwest Airlines. So we've done things out of just our personal.
Recently, we went with Under Armour.
Yeah.
And
about it.
One of the reasons.
Trying to watch a game without
seeing
it.
Everywhere we went, it was there.
Every sport.
All of our kids and grandkids wanted Under Armour products.
Amy and I had a talk about Long Johns yesterday.
I imagine they're Under Armour.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's what everybody's wearing now.
Yep.
So
yep.
Did that make you money?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did Walt Disney do?
Let's see. Look at it currently.
They've got all the charts and the graphs, and they're ready for a presentation.
We started at $30 a share, and now it's at $70.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, there was a time, if you did your research on Disney, there was a time that I think it's Eisner, that got in a fight with all of his movie animation department. Mm-hmm. They all split, mm-hmm. and they made Shrek based, if you look at the character of Shrek, and then you look at a picture of the old CEO of Disney, they made him out to be Shrek because they hated him. They didn't like working for him, right? And so they made him, and they knew that he'd know with looking at the movie, and then the movie ballooned on him. And so all these great creative people left him, and Disney stock actually went down for a while there. And now their movie department's doing gangbusters.
And we bought
again.
When it went down.
Yep.
Oh, you did, huh? Mm-hmm. So that was the time
it was
you struck.
It was 06 when we were buying
Disney. You are
Disney.
Vultures on a... God, you're what farmers drive by and shoot off the telephone wires. You know that, right? So there's no chance whatsoever of a man getting in this club, is there?
None.
And you're comfortable with that?
Don't go there.
You don't find it sexist at all?
Nope. Don't care.
Can I ask this? What has this changed in your personal lives? This is fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is all about this. Mm-hmm. But when you sit down in your personal lives now, and you look at your own serious, hey, this is what I got to do. What's changed, Jane?
I can tell you one of the things is that I am with some women from Mayville, Portland area, and Hatton, and Cooperstown that I never would have had anything to do with, mm-hmm. Just opportunity-wise. Just, you know, not that I wouldn't have liked
socially.
Them, but I wouldn't have had. And so I have so many friends that I never would have had. We get together and we know about our families. We've gone through, you know, we've gone through marriages and divorces and our kids moving away and our kids having babies. And we just go through it all.
Mm-hmm.
And that has just been
so you have a network
rewarding.
Now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Sue, how about you?
And along, I agree with that completely because we've become very good friends. But We also kind of went into this not knowing anything about investing. Nothing. We knew nothing. And so we really felt like we have...
Jane's got a really funny ringtone on her cell phone. Can you hear that in the background? Is that Whitney Houston or what is that? but I guess I meant this question this way. Because, okay, so you're sitting there, Sue, and you're looking at your own personal retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know mm-hmm. whether you're married or divided. It's none mm-hmm. of my business, mm-hmm. you know. But for you to look at the age you want to retire
mm-hmm.
and where you're working and what you can do with your own money here and there, mm-hmm. has this changed that?
I think I have a better understanding and awareness of what that means. I mean, we aren't looking at this, that this will be our retirement money.
No, I understand
personally,
that.
We understand what we're doing better. And when we go out and are working with our investors or whatever, we at least can talk the talk. We know, you know, a little bit more about how it works. And I think we've just become much better informed.
Well, just in our conversation here mm-hmm. in the break, you and Amy were talking about the percentage that brokers get
mm-hmm.
and how mm-hmm. so much of what you're doing a person could do on their own if mm-hmm. they did, and how we're investing in certain things and how you need to really look at the people you're doing business with because mm-hmm. they're taking a bigger percentage mm-hmm. and they hide it. You don't always mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. And so has that struck through on your personal life, Jane?
No, not really.
No, I'd say
I don't do a lot of this personally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. I'm not that confident.
You leave it to some, well, yeah.
I know. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we
you
do
took 20
our...
bucks a month into 100K. I mean, well, how much more confidence do you need?
Oh, no.
I mean, God. So where's the party going to be this summer? Oh, we are probably not even through our winter party yet.
Oh, yeah. We just had that last week.
We had it last week. Mm-hmm. Ryan Bakken from Grand Forks was out and met with us. It was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Ryan works with the paper up there.
Yep.
So he spoke
article.
To the group a little bit.
Did a little article, and then the Trail County
mm-hmm. Tribune will have an article this week.
It was there. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we
you
had
guys
some
will
fun.
Be coming. That, next will be Good Morning America for you guys. I got to tell you, this was fun. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for making me aware of it, Jane.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Sue, thanks for coming in today.
Yep, thank you.
Don't drive safe on the way home and wear your helmet.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's my message to you. Amy?